Oh, there you go. Sigma and Take That with Cry. And in the juxtaposition of musical styles previously unheard on radio anywhere in the world, we go from Sigma to George Formby. Now, come on, sing along.
Every year when summer comes round, off to the sea I go. I don't care if I do spend a pound, I'm rather rash, I know. See me dressed like all the sports, in my blazer and a pair of shorts, with me little stick of black rock. Along the promenade I stroll.
There we go. Thing is, you know the words. How does that happen? George Formby. It is George Formby Day. Well, a George Formby Day. The toothy, ukulele-wielding funny man continues to make people laugh 55 years after his death and 7 decades after his heyday in the 1940s. Well, the Gothland George Formby Day is promising ukuleles, yes, music, singing, tuition, refreshments, booze, pie and peas. It's got it all. Organiser and chairman of the George Formby Society, Caroline Stewart, popped into BBC Tees and spoke to our reporter, Ian Wood.
I remember as a child going across to see me elderly uncles and they, you know, rolling about laughing, watching Formby films. But then it just sort of faded away. And then I saw the Frank Skinner documentary. I don't know whether you've seen it. Skinner on Formby. And that just hooked me. Saw that in 2011. And I joined the society straight away, bought a ukulele, went to my first convention at Blackpool. And that was it. Up until then, I hadn't even sort of registered that he played a ukulele. But about 3 months previous to me seeing the programme, I'd been bought a ukulele as a gift. So it just all clicked into place. I love the innuendo in the songs, you know, the humour. And the technique was something to aim for. So I just joined up and there was the start of the story.
You were bought a ukulele. An unusual gift, Caroline.
It is an unusual gift, yeah. And it was bought in some vague Scottish island as well while we're on holiday.
So here we are, the Gothland George Formby Day. And how many are you expecting for this?
50 or 60. We've got people coming from as far afield as the Isle of Skye, Wigan, Sutton Coalfield. We're going to kick off with a thrash where everybody gets up and we play little sections of George's song where we sing the chorus and then we play the solo, but everybody does it en masse. Great fun. When we have our conventions in Blackpool, there can be 100 people doing this. And then we'll go into concerts where people can sing and play whatever they want. Doesn't have to be Formby. And then at 4 o'clock, we'll be having a lesson from the official George Formby Society tutor, who'll be teaching how to play Formby style. A few drinks, a bit of a raffle, good fun.
You mentioned that there are conventions in Blackpool, which I suppose is the beating heart and soul of Formby's empire. How many of these do they have?
We have 4 conventions every year.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. And that's been going on since 1961. When the society was formed. We've got young members now, and they just look on YouTube, and that's where they pick it up from. It's brilliant.
I noticed you've got 2 instruments there. What's the one you're cradling at the moment?
It's a Gibson banjo ukulele. It was made in about 1926. The banjo ukulele is effectively the same as a wooden ukulele, which is like a tiny guitar, only it's got a banjo body, kind of like a drum.
And round,
for the layman
among us.
And it's just a big speaker. So this is the loud one, and this is the style that we associate with George Formby.
Okay, should we have a few bars?
We can, yeah. Do a little bit of window cleaner for you. Now I go cleaning windows to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you can see what I can see when I'm cleaning windows.
Hey! Let's compare and contrast that with the other instrument that you brought in.
This is a modern wooden ukulele. I just had it made for us. Beautiful
and
thing.
And again, for the layman, it just looks like a small guitar.
It just looks like a small guitar. 4 strings. Normally strings, if you pluck a guitar, the pitch gets higher as you start from the top to the bottom. But with a ukulele, it's slightly different. It goes high, low, then higher, higher. That's called re-entrant tuning.
Okay.
Can't tell you anything else about that, but it sounds good.
Okay.
This is what George started his career on, a wooden uke, and this is a little bit of a song from his first film from 1932.
Baby, baby, you're my sweetheart. Baby, baby.
rather beautiful.
Yes. It's not quite how George sang it, but... Banjolele, some people call them.
Is that an accepted term, banjolele? I heard Victoria would coin that expression once, and I didn't know if that was a legitimate way of describing it.
It depends how you spell it, because the original banjo ukulele was invented by the Keach brothers, and they trademarked the name banjolele. So unless it's an Alvin Keach ukulele, you can't call it a banjolele, but you can call it a banjolele.
Well, we'll stick with the generic term banjo ukulele.
Banjo ukulele.
So as you pick that up again, as we bring things to a close, let's get a taste of your dexterity at the strings there, Caroline.
There you go. Fantastic. We love it a bit. If you want to get to Goathland today, George Formby Day at the Village Hall. Runs from 2 o'clock this afternoon until 10:30 this evening. Free entry, especially if you have a little stick of Blackpool rock, honestly. Or can play Iron Maiden on the ukulele. Who knows? Anyway, good stuff. Get yourself along. It'll be a fun night.